You are now listening to the Castle Echoes of 1960-61. Sports were an important part of Glenbard's fall activities. The football team finished third in the conference with a season record of 5 wins and 3 losses, and the cross-country team had a perfect season. Homecoming highlighted the football season.
I take it from what's already happened here that must be something going on here tomorrow.
Homecoming weekend, scramble the line. Glenbard's playing for 51. Starting with Bronco, anything great. Liberty, Judas, Liberty, and if the game will be the hold on. On the field, with Eckman, who is just as bad as Jackson, Liberty, Judas, Liberty, and wonderful victory, Glenbard's okay.
Senior Bruce Capel, captain of the football team, spoke to the student body before leading the team onto a decisive victory over Riverside Brookfield.
But you can win a football game by being confident. Confident in the fact that you know that you're going to go out there and play your best and you're going to come out with a victory.
Mr. Beaster, would you please introduce the 1960 homecoming queen?
I have the great pleasure of declaring that Leslie Peasley... I now declare 1960 homecoming has begun.
May I have your attention for some announcements this morning? First of all, it's with a great deal of pleasure that I announce Glenbard's first state championship, which was won this weekend by the cross-country team made up of Steinbeck, Cunningham, Millichaps, Isaacson, Vernon, Waterman, and McPherson.
The coach of this state championship team, Mr. C.A.R. Johnson,
took first in the conference, first in the district, first in the state. Needn't any more be said?
But more is said by the excited team captain, senior Dave Steinbeck.
We couldn't have done it without the backing of the school this year, no kidding. I got more comments from the kids in the student body than ever before. And when we went up to that starting line, we knew that everybody was behind us.
This year's senior play was The Shoemaker's House, starring Judy Hune and Bob Mecklenburg.
Here's Caspar Hessler! He's coming here, I
think! I was right! They do suspect! They do!
Shut your mouth, I'm gonna hear you!
He came yesterday, and he said only a moment!
Oh, God, if they talk to me, I'll tell everything! Get the old fool out of here!
Why, go to my room, Philomena, lie down for a while!
Oh, good, she was probably seen coming here. You'll have to face her.
But she's in no state!
They drag her out, she'll be worse. Sit down and be as quiet and as sensible as you can. Now, everyone, sit down and keep calm.
Oh, someone gives them away.
That's the thing we check them off and do.
Even when it's your duty?
Our duty to our honor, Pumpkin. Why, our duty to the guests.
And I suppose to preserve that honor, you would do anything.
Anything.
Such as lying to me, for example.
Yes, if necessary.
Martin, I think your wife presumes on my good nature.
You made her angry.
You have a Bible?
Yes.
Bring it here.
December ushered in the Christmas season at Glenbard with the choir's traditional candlelight processional and the annual band concert.
I sometimes think, as I think of the Star of Bethlehem, that perhaps for each of you who are teenagers, there is a star somewhere. If you can find it and follow it, it will lead you into what you ought to do. Merry Christmas to you, and you may now be on your way for your vacations.